Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. You may remember the global hit Divergent series of books and movies. The books were originated by Veronica Roth. She's out with a new one now, Seek the Traitor's Son, and she's online with us right now. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning.
You wrote Divergent as a YA series, a young adult series, when you were yourself a young adult. What was that whole experience like being a published author at 21?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say because I have never lived a life without that. But I think it was pretty amazing, a little overwhelming, you know, as you might imagine. I was a bit young for all of that to be happening. But, I mean, it set up my life in a great way, so I'm grateful for it.
Seek the Traitor's Son has been called the most anticipated or one of the most anticipated books of 2026. And this is something you've been working on for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, I started writing it in September 2019, so I've been writing it for, 6 years? and there's been about 10 drafts of it, so it's kind of amazing that it's finally out in the world.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling. This sounds like a terrible thing to say. What took so long? But what was it about this book that just kept you persisting and rewriting and trying to bring it into the world?
Well, I was writing it while I was working on other things. So I think I had like four releases while I was working on this book. And for me, it was just the fun project that I worked on when I had breaks. So I think that's what took so long. But also, I just wasn't sure that something that was so full of things that I loved would really work as a book. But it started to come together, and I thought, no, like, I should put the thing I love into the world. So
tell us about the story. Who are these people? It's a political rivalry and a heartbreaking romance in a very brutal dystopian world.
Yeah, so it's Seek the Traitor's Son is set in the future on Earth, and it's about an Earth transformed by a deadly fever. It kills everybody who gets it, but half of the people it brings back to life with special gifts, and those gifts usually pertain to the past. Seeing the past, but some people very rarely can see the future. And as a result of that, a woman is summoned to hear a prophecy pertaining to herself, and it says that she'll either save her people from her enemies or fail, but along the way she'll fall in love with a man, and that man will bring her death.
You started writing this, you said, in 2019, before COVID, but this is about, you know, a pandemic, you know, that wipes out so many people. Did COVID influence your writing at all?
Yes, definitely. The very early version, of course, didn't have a pandemic. There was different, you know, world building in place. But I think over the course of several years, I just wanted to imagine, something more playful or adventurous could come out of what was such a terrible and difficult time for so many people. And I think that's the wonderful thing about science fiction and fantasy is that they take very serious issues that we're dealing with now and exaggerate them and play with them and, transform them into something that we can escape into, which is, one of the wonderful things about writing in this genre.
What is it about a dystopian future that that you like writing about? What is it that sort of draws you to that that setting?
I think historically dystopian fiction has been not so much about predicting the future, but about observing the present.
Mm.
And I think that's what appeals to me. It's like you can just look at the world around you and look at what you find interesting or disturbing or troublesome and find a way to exaggerate it so that people can finally see it. And so as an observer of humanity, as most writers are, this just feels like the perfect avenue to do that.
Was it difficult at all to create a new dystopian reality? In other words, you already did this with Divergent. Now you had to make sure that you created a different dystopian future.
You know, it wasn't so difficult because Seek the Traitor's Son is much more fantasy-leaning than Divergent was. It's set so far in the future that we've lost our original names for places, and we have this magical virus, and it just feels a little bit more like a different world. And you can read it almost as like you're solving a puzzle, like, well, where are they now on Earth? And I think that was part of the fun of it. And it just didn't feel, even though it's the same genre as Divergent, it didn't feel too similar since what's causing the dystopia is so much different.
The book is Seek the Traitor's Son by Veronica Roth. This is the first of two, right? There's going to be a sequel to this.
That's right.
And what can we expect in the sequel?
Well, book one is very intimate. It's very focused on the main characters, Elegie and Theron, and their love story and, you know, the political drama that they're dealing with. But it opens up the world a little bit. So there's a much bigger universe at work, and the second book in the series goes into that greater world and makes the story a lot bigger.
There you go. We'll watch for that. The new one is out now. Veronica, great talking to you. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.